Hey, good morning. Let's take a look at this forecast for Hopkinsville, Madisonville, Oak Grove, and Clarksville. Sunny today, in today's high reaching near 57 degrees, and tonight mostly clear, low near 29. Sunny tomorrow, and a high near 65 degrees, mostly clear tomorrow night, and low near 40. On Friday, more sunshine, nice autumn weather with a high near 75, mostly clear Friday night, and a low near 51. And for Saturday, mostly sunny and a high near 77 degrees. Right now in Hopkinsville, it's 31 degrees at 7:01.
Missionary Radio, WNKJ, Hopkinsville, Fort Campbell, Clarksville, and WNLJ, Madisonville.
Missionary Radio, in partnership with TWR. Brother Ken, good morning.
Well, good morning and welcome to Morning Joy, Ken and Roy. And here it is.
It's a special guest Thursday.
Well, it is.
And you said it. Do you have some frost out there?
Oh, well, it's cold. I know that. I didn't notice the frost.
I had a little frost on my windshield, but is your truck in the garage?
Absolutely. But
okay.
That makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, man.
Well, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to Missionary Radio as live. His voice has been on now for a couple of weeks. Is Brother David Walls, Executive Director of the Family Foundation of Kentucky. And good morning to you, Brother David.
Good morning, brothers. Good to be with you. Thank you for Missionary Radio and the ministry and all that y'all are doing to help spread the word for the gospel and for this important moment we're in Kentucky.
Well, before we get into that, David, I'd like to have our listeners to get more acquainted with you. Just share a personal word about your journey, a couple of minutes, and how you came to faith and where you're from, and then we'll move right in. Because I think, as you know, in Kentucky, relationships, well, they're huge.
Yeah,
absolutely. I appreciate that. You know, I was grew up in Texas. My wife and I did. I was blessed to be in a strong Christian home and came to the Lord when I was nine years old at First Baptist Church in Garland, Texas. But, you know, the most important thing that folks need to know about me is I love the Lord. I seek to follow him. I'm married. I've got three young kiddos. And, you know, I've really just had a call on my life to serve the Lord in the area of public policy and seeing the Lord honored in public policy. And used to work for a Christian public policy organization in Texas that does similar work, actually a partnered organization to the Family Foundation here in Kentucky. And a lot of folks may know, remember Brother Ostrander, who founded the Family Foundation here in Kentucky over 30 years ago. And Kent and I just got connected, woven together by the Lord a little over a year and a half ago when he shared that he felt like the Lord was telling him it was time to pass the baton. And my family and I moved to Kentucky a little over a year and a half ago to step into the role as Executive Director of the Family Foundation. And I can tell you, as always, the Lord is good. He has been gracious to us. And there has certainly been some important work and efforts going on here in Kentucky that I've been excited to be a part about and just excited about the opportunity to continue to honor the Lord with the work that the Family Foundation is doing.
Well, that's specifically what we're talking about this morning. One, to hone in on what our conversation, and there's an amendment number 2 in Kentucky, Yes for Life. David, walk us through that and its importance.
Absolutely. You know, we just, first off, I just have to continue to say we praise and thank the Lord for what he has done on the issue of life, particularly in this last year. You know, with Roe v. Wade being overturned in June, you know, the most egregious Supreme Court decision in the history of our nation that directly led to a regime where something like 65 million unborn babies were killed in the womb, 300,000 here in our Commonwealth. We're just thankful that the Lord has done that and the work of the pro-life movement. But it's important for folks to remember that when the U.S. Supreme Court rightly, justly, recognize that there is no federal right to abortion in the Constitution, never was. They return the issue of regulating abortion to the states, to we the people and our elected representatives at the state. So we've really just entered into a second phase, in some ways an even more critical phase, in the state-by-state battle to protect life. We're thankful here in Kentucky we have a strong pro-life history and have always been a pro-life state. And as folks may know, we had laws called a trigger prohibition on abortion that went into effect prohibiting abortion when Roe was overturned. But what has happened since then, and folks may have seen some of this play out in the news, but the pro-abortion lobby has run into state court, and they are asserting there's a secret hidden right to an abortion within the Kentucky Constitution. So that's really where Amendment Number 2 comes in. Amendment Number 2 is a very straightforward proposed constitutional amendment. It'll be on the ballot of every Kentuckian, the very last thing on the ballot of every Kentuckian on November 8th. And it just says, to protect human life, nothing in this Constitution shall be construed to secure or protect a right to abortion or require the funding of abortion. And so it's the Yes for Life Amendment. It's yes on Amendment 2. And this amendment is really just laser focused on ensuring that we do not end up with an activist court decision that would try to hijack our Kentucky Constitution to say that there's a right to abortion with our Constitution, or a right to taxpayer funding of abortion in our Kentucky Constitution. And we're not dealing in hypotheticals right now. As y'all are probably aware, there has already been an activist court judge, a lower court judge in Louisville, that has said there's a right to abortion within the Kentucky Constitution. And the Kentucky Supreme Court has announced they are taking this case, and they will be hearing oral arguments in this case at the Kentucky Supreme Court 1 week after Election Day, on Tuesday, November 15th, 1 week after Election Day. The Kentucky Supreme Court will be hearing this case. So it really is just an unbelievable opportunity that we have on the 8th of November to get out and vote yes on Amendment 2 and to make clear our Kentucky Constitution is not that the pro-abortion advocates do not be successful in really hijacking our Constitution, which would put at risk all the pro-life laws that we've passed that, as we sit here right now, are saving the lives of unborn children.
If you just joined us here on Morning Joe with Ken and Roy here on Missionary Radio, that's the voice of David Walls, Executive Director of the Family Foundation, and we certainly appreciate you being here. Roy, you had a question for David?
Well, no, I just said, listen, guys out there, basically I have three words, what he said, because I could not have said it that way, and that's in my heart. And I believe, dear friends, it's in your heart as well, you who live in Kentucky. And maybe you live in Tennessee. Call a Kentucky friend and explain this, because I guarantee you the enemy is at work.
Well, there's no doubt he is, right? Because he's a murderer. And, David, you're right in the fight, you and your team with the Family Foundation. You mentioned something that you already covered it. I was going to ask you about it, about what this lower court judge had done. In addition to that, I know that the pro-abortion folks are kicking in a lot of money outside the Commonwealth of Kentucky trying to get this amendment defeated.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Look, this is, you know, something that we want folks to understand. We're up against a billion-dollar industry. The pro-abortion industry is an industry, and they make money by taking the lives of unborn children. And as we sit here right now in Kentucky and other pro-life states, their business model is being threatened by pro-life laws that say you can't kill an unborn child in the womb. And so they are pouring unprecedented amounts of money into states like Kentucky and others to try to defeat these pro-life efforts. And so, Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, the ACLU, which has kind of become their de facto pro-abortion legal arm, they have poured something to the tune of $3 million so far into Kentucky. They're up on TV running, highly, highly deceptive ads and just doing everything they can to really continue to promote a culture of death, which is what their business model is about. But, you know, look, the good news is the Lord is sovereign and on his
throne. Amen.
And, you know, we're doing all that we can to get the word out. And the Lord can take our efforts and amplify them above and beyond what we can imagine. But we are really, crisscrossing the state, you know, doing a lot of events at churches and other organizations, been doing that for many months. But, you know, I firmly believe that the ability to pass this amendment, amendment number two, is going to come down to really our churches and our pastors. You know, yeah. will the men of God proclaim the word of God and encourage the people of God to get out and vote truth and righteousness by supporting this amendment on November 8th? This is, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, like I'm making too big of a deal about this. I really can't undersell it. This is the first time any of us have had the opportunity to vote on a pro-life constitutional amendment. There's only been a handful of other states that have been given this opportunity, really this responsibility. And so let it not be said about Kentucky. When the Lord did a miraculous work and saw Roe overturned and had all these circumstances come together with an amendment on the ballot on November 8th, let's step forward in faith and do all that we can to equip our friends, our neighbors, and certainly our congregations to get out and vote yes on number two.
You're listening to Missionary Radio. Brother David Walls, yes. Executive Director of the Family Foundation in Kentucky. And you got on to a point that I certainly want to underline. That is for churches to be mobilized. This is not a partisan issue.
No.
Walk us through what that's going to look like on the ballot, David, and what our brothers and sisters that are listening today should do in regard to voting on November the 8th.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. You know, fundamentally, obviously, protecting innocent human life is a moral issue. But this amendment number two is a ballot initiative. So, you know, sometimes churches and pastors can be concerned about some of the federal requirements as it relates to engaging in elections and the Johnson Amendment and so forth. Just to be clear, a issue campaign, a ballot initiative, a constitutional amendment is not covered under any of those federal prohibitions. There is literally nothing legally that prevents a church, a pastor, any 501c3 for directly advocating for the passage of this amendment. So I do think that's important to continue to remind folks. But again, this is going to be amendment number two. We do not vote. You know, we don't have constitutional amendments on the ballot all that often. And there's another important amendment, amendment number one, at the end of the ballot as well. But it's a more wordy amendment, and it has to do about special legislative sessions that the General Assembly can call. I say that to say that our voters, Christians who want to stand for life, need to make sure they make it all the way down to the end of their ballot to vote on amendment number two, because it's just going to be vitally important. You know, we've got at KentuckyFamily.org, we've got resources, bulletin inserts. We put together some church videos and other resources that we're making available to folks. Some folks know our Kentucky Citizen newspaper publication. We've been printing literally hundreds of thousands of extra copies of those and distributing. Anything that folks need to help be equipped to spread the word, we're here to help do that.
Brother David, I would like to. I'm sorry. I would like to, though, encourage you, because down here at the level where we are in the churches, and I've talked to many of our church members, and there are a lot of these are strong Christians, these are believers, but they're just not that seemingly aware. And so it's I commend you for doing that and getting that literature out, because a lot of people just out on the street, even Christians, aren't aware of this at all.
Yeah. No. You're right. And, you know, one of the things that we can do, I know y'all have got a great audience, you know, is just this is for a lot of churches. You know, this is Pastor Appreciation Month, or I know it is in my church. And so what an opportunity, you know, maybe right now, if you've got the phone number, email, you know, to reach out to your pastor, thank them for their leadership, for what they do, you know, leading your congregation. And also just make sure, send them some resources, you know, send them our video. Just make sure they're aware of the amendment, and just encourage them to be bold in this hour and to make sure that their congregation is aware of this amendment and just why it's so important. You know, I'll mention, too, I know y'all's station gets close to or covers the Central City area. You know, I'm literally doing a Yes for Life event way out in eastern Kentucky this evening. It's being put together. One of our good friends and allies, Adia Wushner with Kentucky Right to Life, there is a Yes for Life rally that is this evening at Central City Convention Center at 6 p.m. that local pastors, State Senator Whitney Westerfield, Representative Melinda Prenti, and then, as I said, my friend, dear friend, Adia Wushner with Kentucky Right to Life, they are doing an event there. So I just wanted to mention that. But there are do everything you can, whether it's your Sunday school class, whether it's, going around in your neighborhood and making sure your neighbors are known. There is just so much we can do. And really, this is a bottom-up, grassroots-up approach that we have to take to make sure that we leave no one going into the ballot box on November 8th that is a pro-life voter that just because they didn't hear information doesn't know to make it all the way down to the end of their ballot.
Absolutely. That is extremely important. And, yes, we do hit Central City. And just to caveat real quick, days from now, we're going to be covering it well as we up a power on 91.7 in Madisonville. However, we're going to talk about the reality of today. But that's at the Convention Center in Central City this evening at 7. And I encourage our listeners to go, not only in Central City, but to go, that's not that far away, and to learn more. Now, you mentioned all the resources available and what pastors should do. Now, one thing that I've heard, and I've tried to counteract it, that is, since, we can't get political, but you address that. And Brother David, pastors, leaders of churches can indeed put yard signs and announcements on their church property, correct?
Yes, sir. You are absolutely right, and they are doing that all across the Commonwealth. It's been so encouraging to see. But, you know, this is an important point. You know, look, we're, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're called to put Christ central in all areas of our life, and that means that our politics and our civic engagement is under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And, one of the ways that we can honor him and do that and really, love our neighbor, love on the future generations of preborn Kentuckians that are counting on our vote is to be bold on this issue in this important hour. I know the temperature's been raised. I know, the vitriol sometimes that can come from the other side on this issue. But this is truly an area in which, we're called as believers to be salt and light and to disciple people. What an opportunity we have to speak truth into a culture of death that for 50 years, culturally speaking, we have been taught a lie. And that's the life of the unborn child. The humanity of the unborn child is not valuable in the womb. And we know from the Word of God that is just that's just simply not true. We were all created in His image. We all have just a beautiful worth and dignity, and we all deserve protection under the law. And so this is truly just an outflow out of our Christian witness and faith that compels us. It compels me, compels the Family Foundation, why we are engaging in this issue. And so we just encourage folks with that to be bold and to recognize that this engagement on this issue is not something that's kind of outside of the normal operation of what we're called to do as Christians. It's a natural outflow of what it means to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Before we let you get about your business of the day, one thing that I want to ask you about, when this is passed, Amendment Number 2, I have received calls personally saying, "Hey, Brother Ken, does that mean in the life of the danger, if a woman's life is endangered, then that some procedure can't be done?" All kinds of things are thrown out there. What will be done, or if anything, about once amendment is passed, David, for the protection of such cases like that?
Yeah, and this has been obviously one of the big deceptions that the other side has tried to use. To be very clear, it is complete fear-mongering and untruth that in any way or form that women do not have access to the health care they need. The pro-life laws that the General Assembly has passed here in Kentucky, all across the nation, they have and they always will provide protections for the health of the mom. So Kentucky women still have full access to prenatal care, including for the heartbreaking cases of ectopic pregnancies or miscarriages. You know, look, abortion is the intentional. That's the important word there. The intentional taking of an unborn child in the womb. In those other, very tragic circumstances, the law completely accounts and protects those. So if you hear messaging from the other side, if you hear anyone in the medical community in any sort of way cause pause or question whether women in those tragic situations can get the care that they need, they're just not being truthful with them. And so that is something that is important for folks to know. Look, the pro-life movement has always been about protecting the life of the baby, but it's also been about protecting moms and coming alongside families. It's a holistic approach to life.
Absolutely. And in this closing moment, David Walls, Executive Director of the Family Foundation of Kentucky, maybe you would like to mention some places to go for resources or something that we have failed to mention that you want to make sure that we communicate with the Missionary Radio listeners.
No, just greatly appreciate the opportunity to come on. Thank y'all so much for covering this issue. Again, folks can connect with us at KentuckyFamily.org and get some of the resources and videos and get signed up on our email list and other ways to connect with us. Reach out to us directly. Anything that we can do to come alongside you and equip you on this issue and other issues to stand for God-honoring public policy, that's what we're called to do. And it truly is a privilege to get to do this work.
Would you do us the privilege and the favor of leading us to the throne of grace as we pray together, Brother David?
I'd be happy to. Father God, we praise and thank you for who you are. We know you are sovereign over all things. You are Creator God, Father, and we thank you that you have created, woven together in our mother's womb, each and every one of us, Father, and we praise and thank you for that. And Father, we thank you in this historic opportunity, Father, that you have put before us here in Kentucky to pass a pro-life constitutional amendment to stand for life, Father, so that future generations of Kentuckians can know life. Father, we pray in your name for success of this amendment. Father, we pray that the body of Christ would be bold all across Kentucky in standing together for life. But Father, more than just the amendment, and Father, we recognize it's important. Father, we just continue to pray that during this time, Father, that you would use us to proclaim your word, your truth, Father, that we would disciple people to follow you and to know you. In the name of your son, Jesus, we pray this, Father, in the name of the name that is above every other name, Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. And that's David Walls, Executive Director of the Family Foundation of Kentucky. And it is a privilege to have you on, David, and this will only be the first of many. That's what I hope and I believe.
Happy to come back anytime. God bless you guys.
Thank you, brother, and we are praying for you.
Look forward. Yes, go ahead, Roy. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to share that we are praying for you as well, and we that are here with the boots on the ground, and we're praying for you, and we're working also for the kingdom at every opportunity. And thank you for making the stand, brother.
All right. And once again, in Central City tonight, it's at 7, and at the Central City Convention Center. Just briefly describe what's going on, because we do have supporters over there, David.
Yes. I believe it's actually at 6 p.m.
Central. 6 p.m. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Central Time. And it is just a Yes for Life informational event and rally. And there's going to be pastors. And like I said, my good friend Adia Wushner, there's going to be some special praise and worship. And then just Senator Westerfield, Representative Melinda Prenti, two pro-life champions in the General Assembly. Just a great opportunity to get equipped, to get resources. Probably they'll have some extra yard signs and some other things. So if you're in the area, highly encourage folks to make the effort to attend this evening. And I'll be doing a similar event in Western Kentucky this evening. So we're doing all that we can to get the word out.
Now, we're in Western. You said what? You'll be in Western Kentucky.
Eastern Kentucky, brother.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Yeah, I thought so, brother. Yeah. That Central City's Western Kentucky. Yeah, well, yeah. David, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You have a wonderful day.
All right. God bless.